This recording will be for the meeting of the Emory County School District Board of Education on Wednesday, January 9th, 2008, held at San Rafael Junior High School in Farron.
Not able to attend tonight. We will go ahead and begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, so if you'll all please stand. There's a flag right here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Found it, huh? You want to tell us the date real quick before we go into...
This is the website, and it's funny as heck.
Talking about this new picture so you can't see your wrinkles quite so much. This was a picture I took at BYU. Oh, in the hottest room you ever... Have you guys ever been in that new... the old BYU, big, huge, beautiful building in Provo that is now a library. They redid the whole top floor, no air conditioning. This was in July, that's what I'm saying. The whole huge top floor, no air conditioning. Okay, right here, she will be here. She's coming to the conference on March 21st and 22nd. I don't have my calendar because I'm out of town right now doing business in Washington, D.C. I'll say that my school visits for this week before I'm out of town traveling. So I don't know the date, but it will be March 20th. It might be the 20th or the 23rd, I think. So she'll be up presenting at this other thing, LDS Story Makers Conference. Anyway, she's a cutie, and I'd love you guys to come.
Yeah,
nice. She does a great presentation. Thank you.
Okay.
Let's begin with the consent agenda, the warrants, the minutes, and the financial reports for December. Any discussion on that?
I see no problems. I'll make a motion to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we have approval of the 3-year calendar.
Okay, I sent to you what I sent out to with the principals to all of the faculty and staff. The only feedback that I've received, there's two items. One of them is the second year of the calendar. Christmas break, there were several who wanted to begin that at the end of school on Friday, the 19th of December, so that they didn't come back Monday or Tuesday of the next week. But that would require you going after Memorial Day if you want to do that. Memorial Day that year is early. Memorial Day is on the 25th. Now that's Monday the 25th. And in order for that calendar, in order to back Christmas vacation or recess back up to Friday, rather than coming back Monday and Tuesday, means that you would have to go after Memorial Day 2 to 3 days after. The other feedback that I received was some concern with the parent-teacher-student conference in January, the comp day for that being the Monday before the conferences, which we have done in January. There were some who still wanted that to be on Fridays rather than on Monday. But if you recall, in a board meeting in Cleveland Elementary, it was the Teachers Association that came and requested that we do it that way. Mm-hmm. So that we move that one up to Monday, which is Martin Luther King Jr. Day,
right,
instead of having it on Friday. So that's the only the feedback that I received on the calendar. So I guess the question you could ask Kim is if the association has changed their mind on that, or...
I would have to ask, though. I have people that complain about it all the time. I haven't ever asked the whole group.
But, you know, that's the reason that was changed from Friday back up to the Monday in January, is because the association came to the board and asked them if we could have it on that day, so...
And I remember about that. So everybody's got to vote on it, and that was
So I guess the big question is whether you, as a board, want to be out before Memorial Day, or whether you want to, on that particular year at least, come back after Memorial Day. What it would be is right now the calendar has the Christmas break starting on the 24th. It'd be half a day on the 23rd. We come back Monday, half day Tuesday, and then it starts on the 24th, which it did this year. It started on the 24th, but the 24th was on a Monday. So it's a matter of whether you want to be out before Memorial Day or come back after Memorial Day. This is the calendar. The one I sent you is what I'm recommending. I mean, we went through it and tried to get out by Memorial Day, and that's the recommendation. But it certainly can be changed if, as a board, you would like to, you don't have a problem with coming back after Memorial Day. In the past, it's always been get out before Memorial Day.
How many days after Memorial Day?
Well, right, if we were to go after Memorial Day, I would go 3 days, because that way we could move school to the starting of Wednesday rather than Tuesday at the beginning of the year. So you'd have to make up the 2 days at Christmas, Monday, Tuesday, but I would also push school 1 day later and come back Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I don't see much difference between coming Monday and Tuesday of Christmas. Of course, some like to have that time before the holiday itself, or coming back Monday and Tuesday after Memorial Day.
You know, I talked to a couple of teachers and just asked them why they thought probably there was negative feedback, and what they said was because they sent it out for feedback just before Christmas.
Well, that may be true, too.
They thought if it were timed at the end of school, they'd rather have the end of school out. So I think really there's a lot of legitimacy to that.
And that may be true.
I think we'd be better off to leave it the way it is.
But
when you have high school graduation, would it? Yeah, that's what I was.
The Friday before, and then they just missed it 3 days before.
No.
Yeah.
It would be the night before the last day of school.
Yeah.
Be Wednesday.
No, it still would be pushed back after all.
After Memorial Day. Yeah, it'd be Wednesday.
One of the reasons that I'm thinking the calendar as it is would be better is that consistently we have more discipline problems in the spring, lots more fights and problems with that. I know the teachers like to get things done before Christmas, but discipline wise with the kids, spring seems to be much more of a problem, doesn't it?
It is, usually being when the weather breaks in March till the end of the year, things these days. I went back and looked at the calendar history, and there's been a number of, you know, it's not isolated to begin the holiday on the 24th, but it's not that irregular. But it would, you know, it'd be nice to have the days to let out on Friday and have those 2 days before, 3 days before Christmas. But realistically, I'm having a struggle myself with having that and then coming back after Memorial Day for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
I don't. It's just to me. So what I'm reckoning
is how many teachers are trying to take days off.
I'm recommending the calendars as we sent them to you with that, you know, with that feedback.
I move that we approve them as they were sent to us.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Trust funds plan revision for Cottonwood Elementary.
And this is requires board approval. Mr. Jones, in looking at his plan, the plan is basically the same. It's how the budget is distributed. They were buying a lot of equipment and software without the staff development to go with it. And he felt that they weren't prepared for that yet and wanted to put more into the staff development phase of it and less into the hardware for this year. So he had to reopen the budget, redo it, and that requires board approval. I'm recommending the board approve his revised budget to the trust land plan.
So moved.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, you have some personnel actions named for approval.
Yeah, and these are found on my report, by the way. The action items I repeat on my report so I can give you a little more detail and I can go through it that way so you can look there too. But have two names for approval. I think I only sent you one. We have Cindy Draper as cheerleader advisor at Emory High. Our cheerleader advisor resigned here.
She's expecting a baby.
6 weeks ago or so. So Mrs. Callahan went through an advertising and interview process and recommending Cindy Draper. And then our custodian at Green River, Aaron Pittman, quit. And so we went back to the same panel that we interviewed off from, and they selected another one there, and it's Don Meadows. I think Don's wife used to work in our lunch program down there, but Don Meadows is custodian between Green River High and Bookcliff. He travels half a day to replace Aaron Pittman. So I recommend the board approve those new hires.
I would so move that we approve them.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, administrative preparation program under policy GCI. Did I miss one?
No. We have number five, request for unpaid leave. We have an employee who does not qualify for the family medical leave.
I've got the old one.
Yeah, it's just the new one.
Oh, there is.
There's two different ones.
Okay, we're on the old
one. Yeah,
I think I got the right one. Well, I've got the wrong one then.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm sorry.
That's okay. We have Kimberly Allred, who's the computer lab aide at Cleveland Elementary School. She does not qualify for the family medical leave because of the number of hours that she works, and she hasn't been with us very long. But she's also requesting maternity leave. So she's requesting leave without pay from actually starting Monday, 7th, to the 19th of February. So that would be simply leave without pay. I recommend the board approve that.
Okay, so moved.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Now the administrative preparation program.
Okay, as we've looked at the numbers of licensed administrators that we have currently in our school district, in the discussions we've had, we feel a need to request the board to activate the administrative preparation program that's under policy GCI, where the board would pay for tuition and fees and books for a number of individuals to go back and get administrative licenses. I'm requesting that the board consider up to five. One of those would be our current assistant principal, Jimmy Jones, and then four others. Our problem is that those who currently have master's degrees can probably still get into the program this summer with Utah State University, because their program does not require that you go through the master's program if you already have it. It's just the administrative part. The University of Utah's program, where you go through and get the master's and the administrative at the same time, we're already behind on the deadlines. The deadline for enrollment for this summer was January 1st for the school, and February 1st for the department. We have been trying to, we contacted Carbon School District, Grand School District, Duchesne School District, and San Juan to see if they have people that might be interested in forming a cohort group with the University of Utah, and if we were able to do that, we wouldn't have to worry about these deadlines. We could get people into the program this summer, but I think they would require probably 10 people. Right now, we could possibly have three next summer, or this summer. Carbon indicates they could have three or four. San Juan doesn't want to participate. Duchesne doesn't want to participate. And I haven't heard anything from Grant. If we can get enough for a cohort group for this summer, the University of Utah will work with us on deadlines, and that won't matter. But if we're not able to, then we would have to wait until next summer to start two or three others into a program, which is okay. It would just, we'd have two going and then add two or three more next summer, and we'd have up to five in the program to finish. It's a two-year program, basically.
Right, that'll be right. State of Utah gave the University of Utah the Master's in Education program. He gave the Master of Counseling to Utah State, and no other public institution can offer a master's program in one state. So that's why we have to either work with University of Utah or BYU for the master's program.
If you already have a master's, then Utah State can offer the administrative endorsement or license.
But BYU's is you have to do a 2-year sabbatical. In other words, you take off of school completely for 2 years.
Oh, really?
Do nothing but their program. Mm-hmm. So that kind of rules them out.
Mm-hmm.
What we do on this is we have a screening process where we accept applications. We go through an interview process. There are requirements they have to meet. In other words, they have to be able to give at least 10 years after they finish the program in education. They're required to stay with us at least 3 years. Required to go through our peer coaching program, clinical supervision.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't do that, then they're required to pay back any money that is paid toward that. We go through an interview process with them, just as if we were hiring them for any position. We would go through an interview process. We would bring to the board a list of candidates for you to discuss, and then make a final determination on who would participate in the program. So I'm asking the board to activate that portion of the policy GCI for the next couple of years, probably 3 years. Actually, would only take applications within the next several months, and then we would make a determination on those candidates for this summer and for next summer and get them started in the program. And we do have the funding for this. We have some staff development funding that we have carryover, and there's another source, I can't remember, Title IIA, which is can be used for administrative licensing also.
I move that we activate the administrative licensure program as specified in the policy, whatever.
GCI.
Okay. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Request for travel auto competition, Albuquerque, New Mexico, on February 5th through the 10th.
Yeah, our auto program team have two competitions a year. One was in Farmington, New Mexico in November, and they have one in February 5th through the 10th in Albuquerque. We have, I didn't send this to you in advance, so you have attached a request from Mr. Grant from Mike Cava. Actually, it's in Hobbs, New Mexico, not Albuquerque. And it lists there are... students that will be participating. Again, this is a junior college competition. They're really going as college students, but since they are our students also and will be out of our school, then we need to have board approval. The college pays for the trip, for the transportation, for the lodging and meals. It's just the board authorizing those students to go. And I'm recommending that the board
also move that.
I'll second that. It's a wonderful program that he's got going, and we're just fortunate that we got it.
They did very well with the other.
Did they?
Yeah. Now, he indicated here they took second overall in the Farmington in November, and Joe Bennett took first place.
That's wonderful.
Nick Oviatt took ninth place, and they all did really well, but second place overall in that competition. This is junior college competition.
Great.
Well, they're well prepared, aren't they? Hey, then, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I have one other thing, though, in regards to just it's a problem that because of me, the FFA had made a request to go to Denver, 8 students, to with, this would be a trip with San Juan School District. San Juan bus is going, our students would meet them in. The request that I had said Thompson.
Better than Mexican I had.
Yeah.
And then they would get on the bus with San Juan and their advisor, the principal of the high school, and some parents, travel to Denver to this big stock show down there. They would go behind the scenes look at the judging and all of those things. The problem is the cost was $150 per person, and as JJ and I talked about it, I hadn't been able to go ahead, but We were waiting to, Ed authorized it if they were able to get at least 8 students. We were waiting to hear if they got 8 students, and now it's too late to bring it to board for approval. So I'm informing you, I guess, that they are planning to go on the 20th and through the 23rd of January. They'll leave on Sunday afternoon. Monday is, there's no school, so they would miss school Tuesday and Wednesday. And at this point, I don't have the nerve, I guess, to tell them no, but I need to let you know that's happening. And if you have a really a problem with it, to contact me and talk with me, and we'll work through that. But we can't take action on it because it's not on the agenda. But it is a planned trip, and when we come in February, I'll have you ratify the fact that they went.
Pray that they're safe.
But they will be with Fan Juan on there, and they're providing the transportation there.
Is Mrs. Dalton going?
Yes, she is.
And they will be with good bus drivers?
I hope so. It wasn't the school bus driver that ran off the road down there.
Oh, I thought the driver was in the bus.
He was, but it wasn't a school bus.
Nope.
Which was a real tragedy, by the way.
Really,
I just need to report that as far as request.
While we're talking about school buses, we've got some bids, haven't we?
We do. It's time of year to order school buses again, and I have some bids to present for approval. These are for two different prices for two different buses. The one would be just a standard bus. The other one would be handicapped, wheelchair accessible bus. And we haven't purchased one of those since 2003, I believe. So it's been 5 years, and we're overdue for one of those buses. The price has gone up pretty substantially this year. Looked at the bid. Last year, we our bid was about $83,000 per bus. These bids are, as you can see, substantially more than that. Keeping in mind the bids do include a $3,000 delivery fee that we won't actually pay. Instead, Roger and Courtney usually go get the buses and drive them back.
Also, last year, we ordered them early to get in on the other price, so they were going to go up substantially last year, but we got in on the early price and we ordered them early. So.
In all reality, we did not buy buses in 2007. We bought buses in 2006 engines. We paid somewhere between $15,000 and $18,000 by doing that. So now we saved that much 2 years ago, or last year.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're back up to normal
cost increases. These buses do have a new engine type. I'm not familiar with the specifics of that, but they require a different type of fuel, and I think a good portion of the increase is due to that.
What will that do to our fuel situation at the bus garage?
Not sure. We may have to put an additive. We may have to fuel the 2007 standard engine, which is the 2008 engine. We may have to fuel those for local fuel stations. And then use the other just regular sulfur to fuel in our other buses. Until we get enough low sulfur buses, then we switch over.
Will the new fuel type run in the old engine?
It will if we put an additive.
But it's more expensive fuel for
it's the lubrication
that's
additive.
Right. Okay.
These, the bids, the first one for $93,880 and the second one for $108,15, they are a little bit over what we budgeted for buses this year. We'll have to bring a little bit in from that budget to pay for them, but it's well within the revenues that we draw in from our transportation levy and our state transportation funding, so we're not exceeding the revenues that we receive for transportation.
Question. Mm-hmm. You think we need the buses?
I do.
And you think we got the money to pay for them?
We do have the money.
I'll make a motion we buy the buses.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
You can hitchhike back, is that what you said?
Okay, that's got a report from presentation, principal report. Principal Johnson.
Thank you. I won't take a lot of your time tonight. Want to say thank you to school board here coming to see the work of the school. There's also some tapes that Mrs. Wilson's classes did just in the office, and rather than bring them in here and drop one, I'll just open the door and turn on the light, and you can take a look on your way out at those cakes. We have an excellent staff here, and it's not just the teaching staff, but our custodial staff. They make this place sparkle. They do an excellent job. Our CNP people, the aides we have, Mrs. Butler in the library and all that she does, just a wonderful staff. And I appreciate your support of them and the things that they do. Recently, Mr. Allred and Mrs. Jensen stayed after school and helped kids dissect worms and grasshoppers and frogs in that lab over there. And just had 26 kids stay after school to do that. And just a wonderful. They go out of their way to help kids, and they're improving relationships. We added Mrs. Carter this year, transfer from the high school, and what a blessing that has been. She's done an excellent job. As you know, she's an excellent teacher. The high school's lost, certainly our game this time, and she's building relationships with kids. Our new teachers, Mr. Carbine, Mr. Pitchforth, and Mrs. Nelson are coming along wonderfully. You can see a new teacher from an experienced teacher. You can see the difference, but they're making growth and they're making improvements, and that's what matters. I appreciate that. I'm grateful to the district office. It doesn't matter who I call or when I call. I get the help, the information, the direction, the guidance that I need. I usually get made fun of once or twice. Anyway, you do so. But I do appreciate the strength that they give to the school and help. And I appreciate your support for our school and the things that you do to improve it. I appreciate the bus garage. Frequently I call up and say, I got an emergency. No problem. And they take care of it for me.
You don't know what they say behind your back.
That's okay. Please don't tell me. It is. Maintenance spends a lot of time here. It's an older building, and it takes a lot of work. We got two new furnaces, and even they have been a lot of work. There's some things that the factory, as they installed it, that have been a little cold. So, but boy, I tell you, they're here and they're working hard, and they've been keeping us heated, and that's a good thing. So I appreciate them and how quickly they work for us. Building. I really don't have anything else. Just thank you for your support and everything that happens, and I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. We sense your enthusiasm and.
And we're happy you're here, too.
Yes, we're happy you're here and your staff.
Mrs. Butler reminded me, I do need to tell you, for part of our trust lands fund was to get some help for kids during Whole Boy Helper. We hired Tamara Luke from the high school. She comes in on Mondays and Wednesdays and spends 2 hours helping kids with math.
Wow.
And it is wonderful. The kids, she has a good relationship with the kids. She knows what she's doing. And kids will stay just to be with her and help them. Mrs. Butler puts in a lot of time on homework helper too, and she's always helping kids with English history, and that's a good thing. So, then also I invite you to look at our website. I was going to show it to you tonight, but that takes too long. So, srjh@emory.k12.ut.us. Mr. Robinson is keeping that up. He's got you can access the GPS on it. You can get grades, you can put pictures on it, there's some games for the kids, the calendar, the school calendar is on it. He's just done a really nice job of keeping that current. And the current PTO president is Mark Stilson, and he's putting a newsletter on there. So,
give me that number again.
SRJH.
Okay.
SRJH dot Emory. K12.ut.us.
Who is the person who does that?
Kirk Robinson. He's a PE coach.
Mm-hmm.
think is there. So the email is hamleyschools.org. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your continued enthusiasm. There's a real positive feeling in the school, and it just keeps on going. You never lower your standards. You always keep the energy up, and we appreciate it, all of your efforts of all of your staff. It shows. Thank you. Superintendent's report.
Okay, before I talk about things, just a couple things that were written down, and I don't know if you're ever going to do this. I'll have Roger fill you in on a bus accident we had today, so you're aware of it.
Then
you looked away from it. Yeah, right. I see his intersection. I just telling Roger, the last four bus accidents have been within four blocks of Rue's house.
Oh,
so
my
that's
God.
Oh. Actually, in the last four years, we had this is the third accident, and only one of our guys at fault. But today we had the preschool and kindergarten students from Tottenham Elementary, and was stopped at an intersection. High school student coming home from lunch, went to make the turn, the bus was stopped there, the student came in here to get a slick, followed it all, didn't get the bus. No injuries. Truck is probably totaled. The bus will take a week to get there.
Okay. So that could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
The bus is very well built. If I'm getting on the back, I'm on
the school bus. That's what they were saying tonight on the news. So.
Yeah.
Who was the bus driver, Roger?
Lee Robinson.
Needs to keep those kids on that bus.
Pardon?
Needs to keep the kids on that bus.
Yeah.
So they're not running around.
Were they out running around today?
One was.
There was one of the parents. The young man who...
This was a little kid about that big.
It was a little girl. There was the parent of the boy who hit the bus. It was her daughter. I think the students were kept on the bus. I can check to make sure.
Well, I can tell you I saw one of them get off the bus.
Did they? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well...
And then he got back on the bus.
Okay. Well, I'll check into that. We brought a bus from the bus compound and...
The high school student was all right?
Yeah. Okay. No injury, either way.
Okay.
But he was
taken. Okay. So was it engine or was it just the body type?
Just behind the front wheel.
That
well, it's between the front bumper and the front wheel.
All between the bumpers.
It's kind of come right in underneath where the driver sits, but buses are built so they sit up high and the impact goes underneath.
Hmm.
Okay. Thank
that
you.
That road is slippery once in a while.
Thank you.
With new snow.
Just a reminder, tomorrow is the USBA convention. We have breakfast with Carbon on Friday at 7:30 a.m. with Carbon's board. The legislature goes into session in about a week from Monday. So none of us are safe. I did send you a list of some of the bills that have been proposed, just a short description. There have been others since then, but if you have any questions about any of them, I'll try to answer them. The governor has submitted a budget for a 7% increase in the weighted pupil unit. The State Board of Education has asked for 10%. It's still unclear what the legislature will do with regard to teacher compensation this year, whether they will do one lump sum again, or whether they'll put it on the WPU. The governor is recommending that it go on the WPU as it has in the past. So is the state board, but the governor and the legislature may have, the legislature may have other ideas. So we'll have to see. There's also supposed to be an adjustment to last year's compensation that would bring that compensation up to the full $2,500. As you recall, it was around $2,000. And that there is a bill on that, and that should happen. Capital outlay equalization, we're still not sure on that. The latest bill that Eastman is proposing would not be as damaging to us as others that they have talked about that didn't make it out of their task force. The one that would have cost us $1.5 million, I don't believe they even got out of it was even recommended by the task force. So hopefully we'll be okay there. There may be some changes to that capital outlay formula. And there may be some changes in the way taxes are done also. There are some, there is some talk and some legislation about changing property tax and shifting things around a little bit. We'll see how that goes. I think that's probably all I have. I did give you a copy of the State Office of Education's tracking sheet. It's attached to tonight.
Yeah.
This is what we use when we meet up there and we go through each bill individually. The groups out here, you see that the Utah State School Board, Board of Education, the School Board Association, Superintendent Association, PTA, UEA, the classified, the secondary school principal, the elementary school principal, they all take positions on these bills and they're listed on the tracking sheet. And if you go to the state office website and over on the right side, if it, under where it says legislature, you can, every Monday they update this tracking sheet. It will tell you what the bills are and what the status is and what positions these groups have taken on the bill. So I thought it might be interesting for you to follow that a little bit this session. And this is the one that was current as of yesterday. Some interesting bills to be watching. That's all I have.
Thank you. Okay, we'll go to Jared for the business administrator's report.
Yeah, the only thing that I wanted to mention is I put a little brochure in your packet on a new zero-interest loan program for energy efficiency projects. And it is something that we'll probably be looking at in the next year or two. It's a pretty simple concept. You apply for it. If your project gets approved, then the state sends you money to complete the project, and then you pay it back with the savings from that you get from that project. So you're not, technically, you're not really paying out anything. You're just paying from the savings. I talked to Leroy, and he does think we have some projects that may qualify and be good to pursue. We haven't made a list or don't really know which would be the first or second yet, but we will be looking at that. And if we did pursue a loan, we would have it go through board approval with the project and the loan and everything at that time. So, and if you hear of anything or have any projects in mind that you know about, let me know.
Thank you. Anything else?
I don't know how many of you saw Saturday's paper or not, but Mr. Durant, who used to teach here, a very good picture of him on the front of the second section of the paper with kids hugging him and so on. He's just now leaving for Afghanistan for another year.
Oh, my goodness.
He was here for 10 years, mm-hmm. and then after...
Iraq.
Yeah,
this is third floor.
Third floor.
What paper?
The Salt Lake Tribune.
Oh, that's
the one. Either yesterday or the day.
Saturday's paper.
He told me he should never have to do that again, given the sort of the position he was
taking. Well, he's leaving in the next few days.
Yeah.
He's teaching now. It must be a charter school in Pleasant Grove. Yeah, there was a very interesting article about him.
Why does he want to go over there? It's him.
Well, he's in the National Guard.
Doesn't have a great deal of choice.
He's fine. He's fine.
Yeah, he's...
So you're safe with that.
He's a great teacher.
Yeah, he's a good teacher.
He was. Okay, are there any closed meeting items? No? Okay. I guess we motion is in order to adjourn. So,
I will second that.
I'll say
hurry, you'll beat the record by 10 seconds.
Any opposed?
Gracious.
Well, thank you.
On your way out, get some refreshments. Either eat them or take them with you. And stop and look at the cakes in the office.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Awesome. Yeah. You want to turn your lights on in the office?
We'll see you there.
They're gone now.
The guard's left.
Right?
Diane?
You ate them,
left,
huh?
So, what happened? You've been always quite a lot of support. And I did that.
Okay.
And the other one. So, I think you said, hope I did it.
Oh, her web.
Is good.
Quarter to eight. We're getting so
close. I have a letter of support to her. and then we have to list other things. So anyway, send it wherever you
I can see how I made it.
Yeah. Well, it's not your fault. I should have clarified. I sent her a letter to her. She'll get that to her. It'll all work.
So when are you going to Salt Lake?
In the morning. How about you?
I'm going to go with Kurt.
Oh, are you? When she had it.
8 o'clock.
Fly the way through for us. Danny's got a list of things for me to do. Bolts and tractor part and be a while. We have all day.
See you in Salt Lake.
So that we can next time.
You might have around in the lobby, but I don't know if you can use the room that well.
Probably can't.
Maybe, you know.
That won't matter.
As long as we've got that. As long as we've got
anything else available.
This doesn't extend.
Four-wheel drive.
But, then if it's changing, then we can
JJ drove for a family at home. We only use
my only concern, Roger, is and right now we cannot leave those Suburbans parked at Compton for 4 days. So somebody's got to you got to pick somebody up in Green River and take them down and have them drive them back to Green River and go back or something else. Somebody to go down, pick them up in Greener, and go down and drive them back to Greener.
That is interesting.
Yeah, that is
really interesting.
But, you know, somebody from
Washington. But then the other thing is, we're going to have to coordinate the
percentage of your, somebody will have to go back down with them. The percentage of your 2 and from miles and all that.
And we're
one of the lower, I think we're about 75%. The actual time schedule wasn't on. They submitted it on a field trip request. Glenn signed it. And then he wrote a note on there that they had approved it if they could get it eight students. Because it's $150 charge. I remember JJ and I talking about what the problem. They never find eight kids to pay $150. That's the last we looked at it, waiting to hear whether they got the eight kids or not. Assuming if she called you, they do. Right on the thing, it says, had to prove that they had
eight. Yeah, how to do that.
I don't care if they go left.
Okay. However, can I do a chuckle?
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice on Mike Thomas' report?
Yeah.
Overhaul. I thought, now that is a mechanic's terminology.
I saw that too.
That was cute.
Maybe that was on purpose.
It might have been. No.
Maybe to see if we were paying attention. That was cute.
Yep, felt that
quick.
No,
it wouldn't.
It's just legitimate words.
You're in Price tomorrow, aren't you?
You're leaving early?
8 o'clock. Jazz leaving at 7.
But I would like to get it.
He has earlier meetings than I do.
So I would like to get it in order so that we can get those delivered prior to, so that we can be to Georgia and back before that scout thing at 10 UGI. Well, that thing, I want to get it.
We'll call them out. They're approved and okay. The paperwork will be coming out to them Tuesday or Wednesday.
Alright. Did you put the your wife may not feed you when you're home?
She's not home, but me.
You better eat double.
She's down the ranch a couple of times. She's trying to help.
This drink is really good.
Like that doesn't need a diet Pepsi, but it's okay.
He is my father-in-law. He drinks nothing but Diet Pepsi, literally.
Diet Cherry Pepsi is even better.
Yeah, I've tried those. They're good.
Did you have that Diet Pepsi Jazz when it came out?
No, I didn't try that.
No problem.
I had a little extra caffeine in it.
You want to do that?
Yeah, I need a little dull day.
You got a
Well, I told you we got propped up with fake apples, you know.
But it wasn't Jordan.
No, it wasn't a woman driver either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I, Roger?
Yeah.
We did. Oh, we did. They were just before we went down.
I just had to do that.
I'm not autistic.
There were no visits to the hospital.
Almost never happened before. I have a sister who has
to do that.
We've had Christmas where she's had a nice spot.
I'm
going to
look at my
son's. And she's fallen on her head. I worked somewhere away.
And
broken arm.
And you make sure that you look it up.
So, mom, when we got there, she's like, fine.
$1 million,
he's dead.
Yeah.
He's only get $500.
Yeah.
See what they're going
to
give
him. I think now's the chance to take the money and run.
Yeah.
What did he have?
How much did he have?
Four cases left, and one of them is a million.
Well, how much did he have?
I don't
one,
know.
One, five, and a hundred? Or?
500 and a hundred. Not very much. If he hits the million, he's done. He better take the deal.
Yeah.
He'll say, right after this message.
Right?
Yeah.
No, too late for that.
Did he take the case?
235.
Oh,
that's not
very
much.
He's only got 25% chance.
Clip his beard off, they'll have 25,000.
Yep. 275?
I think he's going to take it.
I think he's going to have
to be guessing. Well, if he picks the case and it's $1 million, the most you can get $500,
$400.
Yeah. $400. If he goes one more and doesn't get it, it'll go up to about $400,000, the offer. Five cases, they come on the air and they pick one.
I may have to keep picking cases until all the money's eliminated. And every time they just pick six cases, and the next time five, and then down to where he's only one at a time. And they got a banker up there that every time they get to the end of that sequence, he offers them money to
stop.
He's going to take it.
He's going to take it.
Yeah.
He's cutting his bid off.
Well, I'd like to see you do that.
I remember a wrestling coach that got in trouble when he came to junior high school for cutting off a ponytail on a young man at a wrestling meet. Actually, it was a tournament. You remember that one too, don't you?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I really
didn't
want, but I came here with an
addiction,
and that is
good.
That's exactly what we
needed.
Exactly.
So we're taking it.
Oh, he
said
no.
Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh, please.
I don't know. He almost made a big mistake.
You want to turn it off?